But here's question number two. Here we go. Chris, why is it so important that before a business owner goes too far over the deep end in creating product, creating processes even, creating anything, that they determine and they have a clear focus on who it is that they are and who it is that they're there to help? Why is it so key that they spend that time developing that before they launch off?
Well, because failure is a real bummer.
Okay, yes. Failure is a real bummer.
And that's all you're going to find is failure if you don't do that. You know, this is, a funny thing is, you know, back when I first became a professional and left college, I was in the motion picture industry. I ultimately was youngest art director at MGM UA. And I speak of lifestyles, and now you have all this data and everything. The way I did it then was I would kind of come with an idea of who I thought the target audience was, and then I'd go drinking with them for a month. And you really were able to get deep into their soul. But this is 2020. Failures are more predominant than successes. Now you have to think about that. Okay, if you're coming up with an idea for a product or service, or you're launching yourself into a marketplace, or you're trying to keep yourself progressive, this is 2020. If you don't have a very, very tight idea of why you're doing this and what you hope to accomplish, you're screwed. Done. Forget it. Go, you know, I don't want to say mean things, you know, inside of this, but, you know, go deliver mail. Because you're not going to make it in this space.
Yes.
Period. There's nothing wrong with delivering mail, so don't get me wrong. But, you know, the point is this world we live in right here with you and I and all these people that are out there, this is a different world. This is a different space. This is the most progressive space you can put yourself in. So you're putting yourself in it. So get the F out if you can't target yourself and your customer, go away. I mean that in the nicest sense.
As possible.
Listen, you get into my profession, you get down with brands and products, and just cut it out. You don't be here unless you're going to be tight as hell.
Yes, come on.
And they are. You're tight as hell. My buds that have never talked to me about me helping them with a brand are tight as hell. No, a lot of them are. You know what we call. A lot of them are sort of mistakes in their brand, but they did a damn good job with their mistakes, okay?
Right.
And they're passionate about their product and their service, and they know who their customer is.
Right.
Maybe they go drink beer.
Right. And that's the key of that's the entrepreneurial spirit, right? That's something like you said, failure is a bummer, and that's oftentimes what many, many entrepreneurs have inside of their backstory is that, man, there's so many failures that I've learned from, so that when I really made the identification of who it is that I am and who it is that I'm here to help, and I found the me in this crazy thing of life, right? That's when they were able to take all of those lessons of all of that blood, sweat, and tears that they've had over the years and put it to work. Right. Once they said, I had that aha moment, right? Of that, this is what I'm doing here.
You learn what it is to be a warrior, clearly.
You know, absolutely. But, you know, a lot of warriors, they get older, they get wiser, and they come to find that, hey, sometimes you can find somebody out there that can already been through all these struggles, understands the algorithm of this whole situation, right? So when you can find that person, team up with them, it can save you a lot of that bummer, a lot of that failure, right?
Yeah.
And failure, one way or the other, you know, that you hear the sayings, they're all out there, you know. You know, I don't fail. I either win or I learn. Right?
You see about 2,000 of them a day on posts.
Right, and I don't disagree with those things. I agree. I think the people, the ones that never fail, are the ones who don't even try. That's a fact. But the thing is that
100%.
It's all about how you take that. But now, when you can find ways to help you, and I don't like to use the word shortcut, but yes, shortcut into being able to get from figuring out having to do these 100 different trials to figure out the one way that somebody already did those 100 trials, you know, and that's the whole point of almost everything we do, whether it be our doctors, whether it be our lawyers, they've all been through these different experiences. Why you hire them, why you know, employ them to help you, right?
Yes. The life is about reps, and the more reps you do, the better you get. I mean, put it in baseball terms. And
Right.
That's the reality of life. So if you can find somebody to partner with, i.e. a consultant or a partner or whatever, that has reps that you can grab onto, yes, that's the way to do it. But there's no shortcut. There is no, absolutely no shortcut. I've told my kids since they would listen, there is no magic in life. The only magic is from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, working harder than anybody around you.
Bam. And it's so true. And yes, I believe in that. And I am so about that. It's so crazy. And I think you know that we are. You know, we words that you're speaking is in my Bible, man. And that's the way I wake up every day. You know, I'm trying to make sure that everything that I don't expect to get something I don't try to do. You know, if I don't put effort in it, what do I expect back from that?
Energy is
the only way you get energy back is to put energy out. You have to put force to be able
Everything's reciprocal.
Right. Okay. So I'm putting all the force I can. I am trying my best to make sure that happens. I'm going to go through my failures. I'm going to go through my successes. I'm going to go through it all, but I go through it with a smile and positivity every single day because I have people, like you mentioned earlier, like my son. I have my wife. I have my family.
That's right.
To motivate me. I have my friends, my partner, like here. You know, you're talking about partnering up. I have this guy. You know, we have our sponsors, the Think Ag Group and Elite FI Partners. I love them, people.
You can be real. You can be you. That's what it's all about.
And then
be you, just get out of the way. The sky's the limit.
Right. Period.
And that's it. You know, but you have to, like you said, you have to put the work in every single day. You have to be consistent. And when you're consistent and you do this and you do it right, and consistent doesn't mean you do the same thing every day.
Mediocrity, it kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah. If you're consistently not doing anything or you're consistently doing the wrong thing, yeah, that's not good. But consistent with the right ingredients, with the right formula, is always the best way to do it. And that's evolving, making changes, doing, you know, making sure you manage your brand, making sure you do all these things that you have been talking about tonight. It's amazing.
The combination of working as hard as you can from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, and a mindset that in whatever environment you are in, be the best and stand out. That's the winning combination.
Right. I'm going to be the hardest worker in the room every time.
Every single time.
And they will notice.
Knows that's
right.
The flow that they have to be in wherever they walk.
That's what it is. You know, like you mentioned, and people, folks, who are watching it out here, if you were played any sports in high school and you were that person who had to have the ball or who had to you just knew that was you, that is part of it. That's some of it. There's something about that. If you were the person who trained your butt off every single day and you saw what you got from that, talking about getting reps and playing baseball.
If your dad or your grandfather was, we built that into your damn brand because you have characteristics of that.
No doubt, right?
Ooh, yeah, man. See, that's something that's such a key piece that puts another level on the entire flow. That this isn't somebody that's just trying to help you understand a couple of the magic potions that help your business go kaboom, right? He's trying to find out what is in the deep depths of the soil of what has created over the courses of the cosmos, creating time to get you to right now. How did this happen, and where is it that this moment has got us to go to, right? We've got to here to go there, you know, to go to
this incredible place. It's called a predetermined leadership role occupancy. That's what scientists call it. I think it's irresponsible that it hasn't come down to personal branding, and it is now.
Welcome. Well, we welcome it. We want some of that over here.
We do.
Heck yeah, that's so awesome, man. That's,
you know, I want to talk more about your story. You know, I'm going to get to question number three here. Your story that you've had in the past. You mentioned earlier that, you know, when you died, you mentioned your family was so important to you after you came back because they took care of you. Can you tell the story about what happened? I know that sometimes it can be deep.
I wasn't there.
Right, but you know, explain to everybody what happened and what you went through during that time.
I guess the best way to ask this question is what was it? What
did
happened
I see light?
First life?
I
or what
light.
Was it, something like? Let's reference his first life. What was it like since? You
What's
died?
It been like since your first life?
Yeah, something like that.
From what I understand, I'm a completely different guy. You know, I had a 35-year career as a senior executive in the creative space. They said I was arrogant. Sorry, you know. At any rate, I had a 155 IQ. They called me a creative genius or something. I never needed a formula. I never needed boundaries. I just, you know, my wife explained that I would just take the intangible and build it out for somebody and show it to them. And it all changed in a second, literally. We were out of town. And like I said, my son was at a local training center working on a swing, and I decided to walk down there, and I never made it. I was crossing an intersection, and it was like 3 in the afternoon, and I got hit by a bus. Now, bus v. pedestrian in legal terms. I'm so blessed. You know, he was going 35, didn't even see me. He was a lying bastard, scumbag, creep, ex Taco Bell employee. But nonetheless, he took me out without even putting his foot on the brake. And so at 35, I went through the windshield and it trampling me, and I landed 40 feet down the road, dead. And, you know, the scene was just nasty. And EMTs resuscitated me. And I love points in the report that it's like, they resuscitated me and I was combative. I'm like, fuck yeah. you know, I got to get out of here, man. Where's the door? Right. So anyway, then I went into a coma, and they transported me, and I was in a coma for a long time. And then I woke up without any memory in my life. And that goes deeper than that, because you have to understand muscle memory that you gain when you're growing into toddler and all that is, that's memory. So they said, can you walk? I'm up, sure. Boom. So I had to relearn everything. I had to relearn how to speak, how to swallow, how to walk, how everything. And then you go through social reentrance, you know, because I'd call everybody an asshole. And I had every right to, you know. I can't even speak of how difficult it was. The brain is, my body healed pretty quick. I'm a pretty tough guy, but my brain still isn't. I literally rebuilt a new brain. The best thing you can do, and they tell you this when you're a traumatic brain injury patient, is don't try to bring back something. Don't even try. You're wasting what energy you have. You only use 30% of your brain throughout your lifetime, so the rest is sitting there dormant, and they teach me tools to rebuild your brain, to add nodes, to fill them with data. And that's what I've done over the last 9 years. And I'm not the IQ guy as I was before. In fact, I consider myself sequential now. And when I say that, I'm somewhat disappointed having to say that, but I am sequential. I didn't need sequence of any kind or formula previously, but I do now. And if I don't, there's a thing called psychosis that's held me back for 9 years. It's only been 4 months that I've left the house. I was homebound for 8 years. Didn't go to a mall, didn't get on an airplane, didn't do anything. Couldn't watch movies. Haven't looked at my photo album from my marriage of 35 years because it freaked me out too much, and I'd go into psychosis and hyperventilate and wake up in the emergency room. So it was the toughest thing ever. The first year, the first 2 years with this brain injury in stage 2 TBI was disgusting. It was terrible. You know, I'd walk off and didn't know who I was, and they'd find me two towns over with bloody feet, and the sheriff would call my son because that was the only phone number I could remember. Was my son's cell phone number, and he would come get me. He'd come find me, and it was really tough. And it's really tough not to revert, because the thing with the brain is fragility allows you to slip back into it. In other words, if you have a mental problem or a brain injury, traumatic brain injury, the easiest thing for you to do is give and just let it take you over again. And so it doesn't take much for me to be oh as well, or, you know, oh as me, and you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I have trouble finding the right words sometimes.
The woe is me effect.
There you go. Thank you. People laugh. My friends laugh at me, you know, because I come up with these things that are kind of half right. And so everybody's laughing, and I don't really know why. I'm the guy that you tell a joke to, and like half hour later I call you and I go, that's fucking funny. That's the sequential thing. It bothers me, and it bothers me more than you'll ever know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But it's okay. I'm alive.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the reason why I asked that question is, you know, obviously you brought it up a couple times, and mm-hmm. obviously it's a powerful story that people need to hear. Folks, you know, you're out there and you're in the dumps and you think life is horrible. You have to think of magic.
Call me, man.
Right. You know, and there's a million stories and, you know, out there that would blow your mind about people and what they've been through. You know, Chris's story is powerful, you know, to speak of his last name, Power Gomez, you know, it's, mm-hmm. yeah, I love that. And, you know, and that being said, you know,
that's its own story.
I'm, yeah. You know, I can imagine. Yeah. So, you know, the whole thing, that whole situation, forgetting who you are, how to use your body, how to do so many things, you know, not to have any memory of your last years of your life. I mean, that's crazy.
I got a funny piece for you. I got a funny piece. I'm sorry for the bad for you.
No, please do. Let's hear this.
I'm married to a beautiful woman.
Yes.
You know, much younger than I am. Thank God. And, when, at the beginning of my awareness, she came in, she goes, do you know who I am? I said, you're the entertainment.
Yes.
Yes.
I've never lived that down.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, at least you see that's what I love. Your whole, how you can laugh about the small things, you know, and that's the only way to be, you know, when you go through things, people either hold on to it like it's luggage and they use it for every excuse in the world, or they can use it as something that can catapult them to do something they never could imagine.
Sure. I don't use it more is I am not looking for sympathy.
No. And what's beautiful about all that is that you are doing things that people who have double of what, you know, half your age, who have no issues, never lost their memory, didn't have this problem that they have to go through with their brain when it's fragile. The brain is fragile, period. You know, it truly is. But it's so powerful at the same time. And you are proof of that. The power of your brain, the power of being able to rebuild and recircuit that brain and be able to reuse it in a whole different way and yet do it in a way that's so powerful for other people. What you're doing right now and trying to help other people and using your heart and your motivation, your why, your family as that engine, that nuclear power plant that's powering it up to help you just go crazy right now and do things that are beautiful.
I love it. I love it. And there's a downside. My wife says I have to start charging.
Exactly. And you should.
You should. Absolutely. You should. They should. So
I keep forgetting to send an invoice. And stuff,
yes.
You know?
Whoops. I was having so much fun.
But the passion.
I love the people. I love the products. I mean, just like the visionary that created the product. I'm like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah.
So.
It's coming together.
Well, the more you give, the more you're going to get, period.
Sure.
So, you know, things may seem free, but they're not. You know, when you do those things, that kinship you build with somebody, that trust you built with somebody, that's monetized in that way. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean it goes in my pocket. It lines me with these green dollar bills or these greenbacks or whatever. But what it did was it partnered me up with somebody. It helped me.
Sure.
Help them, which it's not saying that they owe me anything for that. I'm nothing, you know. But the point is that we've built trust together, which means there's trust built, which is something that's more important than money in a lot of situations, right? Trust is huge.
Yeah.
Having a partnership with somebody that helped you do something and they did it just because they cared or just because they could and they wanted to, right? So that's huge. So whether you're charging, whether you're not, obviously.
I do charge, don't get me wrong. So
yeah, no,
well,
I know.
The phone's lighting up right now. Well, I mean, let me tell you that the methods that I use now, my brand program started at 15 grand before. And by the time I would be done, it would be a six-figure brand. The LinkedIn executive full program is like $1,000 or something. You know? I mean, and it's all the same methodology and it's the same amount of my passion. And the end result is just as badass.
Yes, wow. And I love your passion. I love what you're doing. Which, you know, what you're doing is goes right along the lines of what we talk about and what our whole thing is everything. It's a solutionary.
I love that, Angela.
I saw it. It's amazing, that story that Angela just put up there, too. Yes, her boyfriend went into cardiac arrest. Tomorrow would be 1 year. He was gone, dead. Emergency open heart surgery.
Your boyfriend's badass, Angela.
He's with us, and he never uses as a crutch either. Crazy story of the afterlife. It is. And the thing is that people who go through that, I think that they realize they have a second chance at life. And in some cases, it's scary to them. And in some cases, it's something they take advantage of. And it's people like your boyfriend, Angela, and people like Chris who really motivate me to be like, man, there's no excuses. Just go. Just do it.
I hate
excuses. Do it. No, excuses.
No,
are crazy.
You make moves or you make excuses.
You just go. You go.
Right. You got to.
You just go.
Keep moving. Got to.
Just go. Stanford principle. Go.
Go. That's go. Right.
There are go-to-market, what is called go-to-market principles in this world we live in. And when I was in my young portion of my career, you know, like before electricity, my kids say, Harvard built the go-to-market methods, and they were called the Harvard principles. unique. Anyway, when Guy Kawasaki and 1999-2000, the new economy came forth, and he worked for Apple, and they were creating the first Macintosh, everything changed. And there were new principles, and those principles are called the Stanford principles. And the Harvard principles were, you be as buttoned up as you can, and you work it till the cows come home, and you don't release it to the market until it is so perfect there's not a vulnerable piece of it. Stanford principles are, just go! Just effing go! We'll figure it out. They were shipping Macintoshes that didn't run, and they had calculated when people would get them home and plug them in, and they'd have an upgrade to them by then.
Wow.
So
just go, right?
Just go. There's nothing bad about energy and go and progress.
No, I agree. You know, I believe,
sort of like say you're sorry later. You know, just go.
Right. I agree, and I tell that. You know, that what's the thing? When's the best time to start something? 20 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. But what's the second best time? Right now. So right now is so key for you to do something and to keep it going, because if you keep making these excuses of why this has to come out, or why I'm not going to do it until this, or when this is perfect situation, or I have this, or I have the
you're
most
screwed. The market doesn't work anymore.
Never. Mm-hmm. So you have to go for it, folks. Be brave. Be courageous. Do things that are outside the box to you. Guess what? They become inside the box once you do them.
That's
it's
right.
Something that it becomes part of your MO.
And,
so make sure you
and
guys
keep
do
your
that.
Eye on the brand.
100%.
That's right.
So question number four.
Yeah. So
okay.
Keying in on everything here, guys. So we had a fresh news. If you didn't get the chance to get some of that fresh news, make sure you guys go back, listen to that podcast. Watch this live. Watch wherever it is getting chopped up on YouTube, wherever. But, folks, there's so much that's inside of this solution area that we've had the honor of being able to spend this time with. And he has such a great testimony. Again, folks, there's so many things that we can take time to whine about that have gotten inside of our way, inside of the progression of where we wanted to be in life. So many relationships we can cry over, so many abilities that we no longer have that we cry over not having, so much money that maybe we don't have, so many opportunities that we may have wasted, right? We can cry over a lot of these things. This person's against me. This person's against me. Chris got hit by a bus. And this isn't
a poker joke.
This is not a joke. He got hit by a bus. You may have said that in
ten times.
Forms,
ten times,
people. Wow. I mean, he just 10X'd it. Okay?
Well,
right
shit,
there.
I mean, if there's a swan song, it's getting hit by a train, and I really don't want to do that.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, some things you don't need to level up on, right? But in this scenario, folks, he was inside of a flow of life. Okay?
Yeah.
And he got hit by a bus. He got stopped in his tracks. And then he had to adapt. He had to relearn everything and relearn how he was going to do things. So many times it's not so much what you can do for people. It's how you do it for them that you're paying them for it, right? That's why relationships are built. So he found a way to redo everything, not just the way that he walked, but the way he talked, the way he thought, the way that everything was created. And then he's found a way to re-harness a gratitude towards life, a gratitude towards the things that are important to him, to help it be something that helps him prioritize things for companies. So I say all of that just to make sure that we just get this somewhat as a caveat to understanding the reason why this question is so pinpoint focused. What was it as you started to gain this momentum and you fought through those hard days and those challenges that you still face today, right? Every day you make a conscious decision to make it a good day because the body naturally wants to go against what your mind is saying to do, right? What is it that you would say or you have focused on? What would you say that you pinpointed your focus on in order to continue to strive and reach towards light, in order to come out of what was such a dark moments in life and continue to fight through, that you would advise somebody or you yourself have stayed so focused on that you would say, man, I tuned it into here. This is what I mainly stay keyed on that helped me to rise.
It's a great question. I can't imagine anybody comes forth with a defined answer quickly.
No, I can't. Nope. I didn't ask it quickly. So, it took me forever.
Right. I just, you know, because if I had to just choose something, what I do now, I'm grateful for every breath. I'm grateful. And I have challenges every day of my life that won't go away. Thinking, speaking, you know, that kind of stuff. So, but what I do now in a gesture of gratitude and respect is I keep an eye on doing the right thing. Plain and simple. I don't know if I did that before. I don't remember, but now, I joke when my buddies are hanging around and we're drinking and stuff like that about, you know, if there's a lightning storm, I certainly don't want to be caught not backing up, you know, my story because he'd give me another chance, you know. But the reality is, I think in life, and this is the way I've raised my kids, and I think this is that answer. You're presented many times in every single day with a fork in the road, an opportunity, a yes or a no, a left or a right. All you have to do is make a conscious decision to choose right. Period.
I mean, it's simple.
May seem simple. I break things down to simple. That's what I do.
Yes.
When I'm teaching my kids how to be extraordinary, how to be the best, I explain something to them. Every single human being, whether we look different, act different, have different language or whatever, we're identical. We are identical. Exactly. Every human being wants to quit at the same time. When you want to quit, when you're at your desk and you want to fold it up, push the off button and go home, every human being has the same impulse, identical, at the same time. Okay? All you have to do to be the best is pull out a little longer. It's not magic. You look at the greats in history, the great greats, and you go, oh my God, I could never be that. Yes, you can. You don't understand. That is the same makeup as you. So all that person did was work a little harder, shine a little brighter, go a little longer. Not a lot.
That's it. Just a little bit more. I agree. And that's so key. You know, you talked about, just be honest, right? Integrity. Integrity is key.
I'm not saying be a weirdo, but you're faced with things every day. You're faced with things. Listen, you'd be a social outcast if you were, and they are. But nonetheless, but if you keep an eye on it, if you can honestly say that anytime that you're presented with something and there's a thought of, you know, should I or should I not, it's not. Mm-hmm. And move on. Go.
I agree. That's I love that, man, and that's a good way of putting it. And he's so right, you know. And when you can do that, you can really go pretty far in life. Period. Whether it be in business, in personal, in whatever it is, it all ties together. The one thing I've learned through my time, you know, I've been in the car business for 20 years. I've been technically an adult for 22 years, right? So it's like in this time,
that's whack.
In this time, I have learned a lot about that exact thing. It's that. When you do all those things and you have these principles and you start to realize how important your integrity is, you start to realize how important it is to be consistent, how important it is to do this or that.
I believe Angela Schultz has something like that in her tagline.
Yes, she does. Yeah, she absolutely does. I can't remember the exact terminology of it, but she does. She's very into that. You know, my tagline is, I think something about like all I'm trying to do is grow every day. And that's something that I really laser focus on. Cause to me, I want to make sure that my child sees that he gets encouraged to do the same thing in his life, you know, and he sees the power of that. So, you know, we have, and speaking of Angela Schultz, she's over here. She's been commenting like crazy.
She's on it. She goes.
I left two dealerships because of such. I will always choose the ethical path. And I know that about her and she's right for doing that, because at the end of the day, it's so much better to go to bed sleeping with no conscience that are just like, okay, everything's good.
Michael Landis, what's up?
Yeah, Michael.
Hey, you'll learn. Youth is forgiving. You can't go to sleep without it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I agree.
Period. But now here's the upside. They talk about, reciprocation and growth and, you know, 10 times and all that stuff. And by the way, it's all real. What you gain from just taking a philosophy that I'm suggesting is just beyond any growth you could have mechanically or, you know, it's beyond anything. You'll sit back and you will swear that there's a light shining down and it's pushing you forward. But the reality is that's just Mo, you know, that's what you get if you live your life like that. Money's irrelevant. Now I know it's tough to hear when you're sitting there without any and trying to find a place to live or food to eat. Money is irrelevant. That can't be why you're doing this.
That's right. Right. Facts.
That's right.
The Bible says that your gift will make room for you. Mm-hmm. So when you find out what it is that you have to give, it's going to make room for you to find a platform to give.
Here I am, 62 years old. This old guy, clearly, irrelevant. And I found a way to just torpedo my way in. Personal branders, watch. Here's what you do, okay?
It's something funny. My wife earlier, she had said, she was talking about my son and talking about, like, my niece was here. She's actually still here. She's staying the night here tonight with my sisters in town. And
you're not in a studio in Hollywood?
No, folks, we're not in any studio in Hollywood, unfortunately. We're in good old Vine Grove, Kentucky, having a great time communicating with people all over the world, man. And this has been an amazing night. Because, you know, here, and that's awesome that you brought that up, because it gets to my point, is that they were talking about kids taking tests online right now because of everything that's going on with COVID, right? So when kids take tests, they have their cell phone available. They have all this stuff that when you're in a classroom, you're not supposed to technically use. Well, teachers are not stupid. They know that these kids are going to be using all their resources. So they're not going to – you can't get in trouble for it because that's just what they – that's what your resources are. So be smart enough and be aware enough, folks, and that's my point, is to use your resources that you do have. You know, using things like right now I'm using social media to help be able to bring this word out, to be able to help share Chris's story, to be able to reach out to people and help. We use social media. We use these live streams. I'm using this on StreamYard, folks. If you guys have any questions how to use StreamYard, you could always ask. You just go Google it. It's pretty easy. But it's a great product. And with these things, this is what's helping me grow. I mean, during Corona, could I interview people in person? Heck no. It wasn't possible. We couldn't travel anywhere. We couldn't sit within 6 feet of someone. But now I could sit here virtually, have a great conversation, get to know somebody like Chris, hear his whole story, and get encouraged to be able to do my own thing and just keep growing myself. So, folks, I'm going to get to question number 5 because I think question number 5 is going to be a good one. Now, out of all these things that you've done, and I love this question. I used to say it was Lou's favorite question. Now it's becoming mine. It's kind of how we finish it with. Everybody has something that they from all the work that you've put in life, whether it be with personal, your brand, your business, whatever it is, you have these rewards we get, you know, whether it's the reward of seeing your children be happy, the reward of, you know, maybe seeing other people that you've helped build their brand up. What would that reward be? What is the greatest of those rewards for you throughout your life that you think you can share with these people today about that you felt like that you brought onto yourself?
Well, I could be humorous and say a pulse, but
true.
The reward for me is knowing that I strive to be the best. Mm-hmm. I want to be the best. It's not why I wanted to be before. Like my positioning statement before would be get out of my way. You know, now it'd be come on, let's go. The reward for any human being is, you know, the pat on the back. It's the acknowledgement. That's peer, you know, acknowledgement and client acknowledgement. And that's my reward. Is knowing that what I do, I'm the best at, and I will continue my knowledge development so I know what the peer group is, so I know I'm the best, and that's not some egomaniac thing. I'll work really hard to be the best, and I'll find out what was the best yesterday, and my next brand will be the best.
I agree.
Well, so it's, you know, achievement is, you know, you have to have reward for achievement. That's all part of that reciprocal thing. So I would have to say that knowing that what I do and what I offer is the best. And now I offer it just because I meet people that I like, and I go, oh, my God, we have to do this.
Absolutely, man. And you are the best, Chris, and we appreciate you, man. You've been an amazing guest. I love your story. I love everything that you talk about. I love what you are about. I love the second Chris a lot. You know, I didn't get to know the first Chris, right?
I like the new Chris.
But this new Chris is an amazing person. This new Chris has a passion about him. This new Chris has so much to offer, not just to his family, but it's so much that he's offering it to everybody. He's sharing it with the world. Folks, reach out to Chris. I mean,
I get frustrated because when people don't reach out and they say things, you know, in one of your podcasts, well, I don't know why my own talk. Come on. Here, answer questions 1 through 43, and we'll figure it out.
There you go. So that the best part about all that, it's as easy as reaching you, and I think LinkedIn is your favorite platform.
Only platform,
right? So, folks, if you haven't connected with Chris Power Gomez, now before we go, besides that,
I thought that'd be the first thing you ask.
We should have asked that. Okay. I don't know why.
Power Gomez. It's a wonderful story. Power is my mother's side. Gomez is my father's side.
Absolutely.
And it was a calamity. They were only married for, I mean, not very long. But my dad is a Navy boxer, okay? A belly gunner, okay? This is a man's man. You know, Russ Gomez, just badass. Had nothing. Didn't even have shoes when he was growing up. My mother, Nancy Power. The Power family owned from Long Beach to the Mexican border when it was all citrus groves. My grandpa, John Robert Power, is the founder of the Long Beach Harbor, paved the first road into Pasadena with the blue blood of blue bloods.
Wow.
These are two opposing worlds, okay?
Wow.
Now, the Power family lived on a ranch in Orange County. They were Orange County. And they donated land to build Orange College. Well, my mother was at a dance at Orange College, and my father snuck in, okay? So, and you know, he's a big, strong, good-looking guy, and the Power family was not happy about embracing Gomez. And I love both sides so much, and I am a part of both sides so inherently. It's wonderful. And so Power Gomez, John Mark Power only had three daughters, and he asked that they continue the name. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm a Power Gomez, and my children are Power Gomez's.
I love it, man. Wow. And it's awesome that you can honor both family sides.
Exactly. Like that, you know? My grandma Power was just wonderful.
You know, in the Hispanic culture, that's like common for that type of naming to be put, you know, where you have the mother's last name and then the father's last name, and then they combine them like that. And I think it's neat that you were able to do that in the American culture. So
means a lot to me. A lot of times, if something gets dropped, I'm Gomez. I didn't use Power Gomez in high school. My friends thought I was in a cult or something. And my son, when he was in his youth playing baseball, he's a monster baseball player, he went by Josh Gomez. It's fine. Whatever your personality, you know, I'm a Power Gomez, and I love both sides of my name.
That's awesome. Right, man.
That is awesome.
That's an amazing thing. You know, my mother's side would be Song. I always loved her last name, S-O-N-G. That's Korean.
Cool.
And it is. So my niece is actually, her middle name is Song. Her name is Bella Song, and I always loved that. So, yeah. So, awesome. Very
cool. My wife wanted to name our son, like, Ultimate.
Yeah. Ultimate Power Gomez. That would be so awesome.
That would have been awesome.
That's making me want to have to announce this real quick, folks, because you did inspire me with your answer to our last question in the five-liner. I'm just saying that you want to be the best around, and you know, with a name like Power Gomez, I want to always announce to everybody that this story is about you, that you have the opportunity to be the best around. You have the opportunity to find a way to succeed.
Yeah.
But you are not in competition with anybody else other than you. You are trying to be the best version of you today, and all that you actually have to be committed to growing is 1% better each and every day. So just like Daniel LaRusso and all the other solutionaries that find a way to kick butt at life, like my man, Christopher Power Gomez, who comes through like a champion doing some great things, because he's a true solutionary, helping you build your brand. Car guys and car gals, I can't tell you how excited I am that we got through a fresh new session and a great, great five-liner that has been so insightful and so humbling. Folks, there's nothing that can stop you if you stay committed to keep growing. And once again, the way to keep growing is to give, focus, and fly.
That's right.
I am so thankful that we had the opportunity to be with you tonight, Case.
Hey, do I get a coffee mug now?
Absolutely. You can get you some swag. I'm glad that you said that, because you can get you some swag by going to
Cardiac.com. That's the only reason I did this.
Well, one is coming to you, my friend. But if anybody else wants to get themselves some swag, you can go to CarGuyCoffee.com. And if you need something to put inside of your cup, we also have some caffeinated consistency.
That's good. You guys, you're extending your brand.
That's right. Absolutely. We're trying. We are trying.
We're making adjustments sure we as needed, there. Right? So that's we're always right. evolving, and we're trying
Keep
to grow. That's it. Keep growing.
Mm-hmm. Because
goals change all the time. They get bigger.
Movie,
you start to see it, and you're like, whoa.
$1 million.
You know that's right. So we do appreciate you for being on the show. Folks, everyone out there, make sure you reach out to Chris, because he is all about he's all about you. He's all about your brand. If you come to him, he's going to show you the ropes. He's going to teach you what you need to do. He's going to make sure that you have success set up for just everything that you need. He's also going to make sure that you have management for your brand. Check him out. It's all in his heart. All he wants to do is help.
Thank you so much, everybody, that has been part of the party tonight. Make sure that you stay focused on making some incredible things happen out in the fields that you're in. There is nothing that's going to stop you except you.
That's right.